Welcome to Get the Point, the podcast where we guess a picture that has been pointillized in Photoshop to varying degrees. I'm your host, KJ, and with me is...
Tom.
Nick.
And I'm Chris.
Today's picture is a movie poster from a movie that has been featured on one of our other shows, Talking Pictures Trivia. If you enjoy Get the Point, please check out Talking Pictures Trivia, where we explore movies through trivia. For those on the audio-only feed, my co-hosts will describe what they see in great detail so you can play along from home. But if you are a more visual person, head on over to our YouTube channel, Talking Studios, where you'll be able to see for yourself the pointillized picture. Everyone ready for the first reveal?
Yeah, let's do it.
Go for it.
Ready.
Okay, the thing that jumps out at me is in the middle top, there's these reddish colors, and then a little bit below that is this like light green. That's what pops at me.
Yeah, there's a big old turd right at the top there in the center. I'm guessing those are.
If that was a turd, you better get it checked out by a doctor.
Yeah.
I would also say that it's predominantly white up the sides, especially the left-hand side. Left-hand side has a lot of white on the bottom and kind of like tapering up. And then on the right-hand side, it looks like it's almost starting from the top and tapering down. But there's definitely some sort of an orangey brown substance in the top center.
An orangey brown substance, yes. What would that... I'm trying to think of a movie where the title was... Because that's what I guess that where the title would be.
The really bright green dot is also intriguing.
Very alarming. Yeah,
that jumps out at me.
I have a guess. It's not based on much.
I have a guess as well.
What's your guess, Tom?
I'm going to go with Joker.
Incorrect. Chris?
I'm thinking that the green dot in the center might be Slimer. I'm going to go Ghostbusters.
I was actually going to go Ghostbusters too.
Oh,
not
like that
too, as in also.
Vigo. It's definitely V. That's the brown spot at the top. It's Vigo.
Great guesses. Incorrect. Moving on to our second reveal.
Whoa. So audiences, the pastels are seemingly pushing a lot of the darker colors into the center. Within the pastels in the top left, a sort of strip of browns and reds, right? But it's still, that green dot is still there. I don't know what to tell you. Yeah.
Yeah, it's an obnoxiously bright green dot, like lime green. It's not even, Ecto Cooler green to stay on the Ghostbusters theme.
I bet it's nothing. I bet it's going to have the end
of it.
Turn into something else.
I do think that the top has still got some sort of a brownish orange thing going on, like a text bubble or something.
I did too. Yeah, that sounds like good to me. Like a good guess to me.
Anybody have any second reveal guesses?
I do, yeah. Actually, I think I do, because I think I remember this poster now.
Oh, well, does anybody have a guess before Tom's confident guess?
I have a guess, but I'll wait for Chris.
Yeah, I'm drawing a blank on this one. I'll say American Graffiti.
American Graffiti, good guess, but incorrect. Nick or Tom? Nick or Tom? Let's go with Tom.
I'm going to say Fast and the Furious.
Nick, any guess?
Okay, my guess is completely wrong because I wanted to say the original title name of Los Cronocrímenes, Time Crimes.
Otherwise known as Time Crimes.
But I realize I don't think I'm right.
Tom takes the episode.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's interesting.
Oh, that green did matter. All right.
Yeah. The really bright, obnoxious lime green is the front of the car.
Yeah.
God, I thought there was more color in this poster. I guess it was only the beginning. Top.
I would guess that too.
The top. Yeah.
I remember the white sides. I thought the white sides were exhaust, honestly, but. You know, whatever. I just remember that detail.
I'm sure Tom found this movie exhausting.
Doesn't all of it annoy you? The colors of the
car.
No, I really like
the glasses.
Movie.
No, it was fun. You just got to be along for the ride, literally.
You know what this movie was? This movie is kind of like, it brings me back to the year 2001.
The year 2001? Whatever.
This is totally a time
capsule
movie.
That's where you want to go?
I don't know that I want to go there. I don't want to go there often, but like it is quintessentially media of 2000s is this movie. Over the top, the writing doesn't matter. It's all about the flashy, the glitz, the camera angles, the
family,
lights.
Chris, the family.
All about La Femme. It's all about the family.
Well, congrats to Tom for being able to identify this movie poster. Were you able to get it before our co-host? Let us know on Twitter at Talking Studios or in the comments below on YouTube.
You can rate and review this show anywhere podcasts are available. For those viewing in YouTube land, if you haven't already, please like this video, subscribe to the Talking Studios channel for all our exciting content, and follow us on Twitter at Talking Studios. Check out other shows by Talking Studios, including Talking Pictures Trivia, where we explore movies through trivia, Limited Lexicon, where we play through text-based adventure games, and Keep Making Movies, where we explore micro-budget films. Got a question for us? Call the Talking Studios hotline at 201-467-8679 and leave a message. It may be featured on a future episode. And if you haven't already, please subscribe to Get the Point wherever fine podcasts are found.
Wow, Talking Studios,